Torah tells us in this week's parasha, I was trying to prepare last night to say something about Birkat HaZion, about Birkat HaOreach today, but I only got halfway through my notes. Od Chazon LaMoed, next week, B'zad Hashem. Torah says in this week's parasha, Yain V'Sheichai Al Tesh, this parasha of Shetuyeh Yain, the Bono Shel Olam tells Aaron HaKohen how you can't get drunk when you want to do the Avodah. So there's three Pesukim, there's three points that Hashem makes to Aaron. And they're very clear. The first one is no drinking and coming to the mikdash. Number two, lahavdil ben kodesh lachol. What does that have to do with anything? And number three, zahorot levin Israel. Again, what does that have to do with anything? So you could be like Rashi, string it all together. Rashi says you're not allowed to drink because lahorot lahavdil ben kodesh lachol to do avodah. You're pasul if you drink. The horot, you're also pasul if you drink, you are pasul to be more hora'a. That's one way to read the pesukim. But the Netziv has a beautiful, beautiful interpretation, and he says it's the peshat, the basic peshat of the Gemara. The Netziv says, Aaron HaKohen just lost his two sons in the middle of the inauguration of the Mikdash just moments ago. Moments ago, he became an onen. An onen is not allowed to eat kodashim, and an onen is not allowed to do avodah in the Mikdash. Min HaTorah. The mitzvot thing is only in the Rabbanan. But Min HaTorah is not allowed to do avodah in the Mikdash. Why? Because Achritach Yomar, he's so upset. He's so devastated. What a tragedy. He can't focus on the simcha required to do the avodah in the Mikdash. But the Kohen Gadol is a special exception. The Kohen Gadol has to do the avodah, even ba'aninut. Even when he's in Onen, the Kohen Gadol has to do the avodah because he can overcome. He can overcome the tsar and generate the simcha that he needs in order to do avodah Hashem, the avodah Hashem, the dvekut Hashem. How does he generate it? He doesn't generate it through yain v'sheichar. He's not allowed to generate it through yain v'sheichar. He's not allowed to use external sources to create the simcha necessary, the requisite simcha to do the avodah in the mikdash. Rather, how does he do it? Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How are you supposed to do it, Aaron? You can do it. It's possible only through simcha shel mitzvah. What are the two examples that Hashem tells Aharon? Lehavdil ben kodesh lachol. Go learn Torah. It'll make you happy. It'll make you happy. Lehavdil ben kodesh lachol. To look at two different dinim, aren't these the same thing? No. That one's kodesh. That one's chol. That one's tameh. That one's tahor. To learn Torah and to develop an understanding. Lehatir da sfeikot. That's the biggest simcha a person can have. My grandmother was telling me last week. My grandmother lives in Los Angeles. By no means does she have a Torah education, but she was telling me last week, when people learn Torah, they have to be happy. You're not Yotze if you're not happy after you learn Torah. That's what my 80-year-old grandmother was telling me. It's such an important thing. You learn Torah. Rabotai, HaChodesh HaZeh Rosh Chodashim is in one more week. Every other yeshiva in the world is closing its doors for a month. This one is still going to be open. You better be happy. You're going to be learning here more than anybody else in the world. That's something to be happy about. And what's the second thing, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron? L'horod livnei Yisrael. Once you reach a certain level of you've been learning enough time, you can have the zechut of becoming even happier by teaching. That's the biggest simcha. To raise Talmidim and make them happy too. So Rabotai, you have to keep this in mind. We only have so much more time until Pesach comes, and you're going to go and sit at somebody's seder, and you're going to be the yeshiva boy. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be the yeshiva boy. You have to have that smile on your face and show that you just were zochet to a good ziman from Sukkot until Pesach, where you were rochesh, so much Torah. Show it. Have a great day. Oh, yeah.